You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have been talking about a bipartisan group of House members who voted to impeach President Trump yesterday for inciting an insurrection at the Capitol last week. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on the line now. What do you want to tell Senator Baldwin? How would you feel about the Senate removing President Trump from office or disqualifying him from holding office in the future? What are your top priorities for Democrats who will soon control the White House and Congress? We're at 800-642-1234. Senator Baldwin, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. It's good to join you.
Take us back to last week and the breach. You tweeted to let people know you were safe. What did you observe?
Well, I was on the floor of the Senate. We were, as everyone knows, counting the electoral ballots from each state, and an objection was lodged against the tally in the state of Arizona. And we were mid-debate in the Senate on that objection. When I had gotten to the Senate chamber, I certainly could hear the gathering folks outside, but they were still outside. But it wasn't so long after that that we were in a shutdown situation on the Senate floor. At first, it was determined that was probably the safest place for us to remain. And then, as everyone knows, at some point after that, when the breach was coming towards the Senate side, there was a decision made to evacuate the Senate chamber to a location outside of the Capitol, but on the Capitol complex. And it was very obvious that there was a big disturbance happening in the Capitol building. But as far as I know, there was no face-to-face encounter of senators who had been on the floor as they were being evacuated with the insurgent group.
You saw the House, of course, voted to impeach the president yesterday. All eyes are on the Senate now. Will you vote to convict?
Well, the first question is when does the impeachment matter come to the Senate? The Speaker of the House has some discretion about that. And Mitch McConnell, the current leader of the United States Senate, has indicated that he's not going to convene the Senate early. In other words, we're scheduled to come back into session on January 19th. Very shortly thereafter, the leadership of the Senate is going to change because we're going to swear in two additional senators from the state of Georgia, and a 50-50 Democratic-Republican tie will be broken by Vice President Kamala Harris once she is sworn in. So the dynamics of control of the Senate is going to change that week.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll be up to Senator Schumer to schedule the trial, and all of us right now are very hopeful that we'll be able to both consider the trial as well as move forward on confirming Joe Biden's cabinet nominees and beginning the business of the new administration, because as we know, both are urgent. It is essential in my mind that we hold this president accountable for inciting an insurrection against Congress and our democracy. And it is also critical during this time of crisis in the United States with the pandemic and economic challenges that we also stand up a government which, quite frankly, right now is very hollowed out by resignations, et cetera.
But is it possible to, in Biden's words, bifurcate, right, to hold a trial and then at the same time also be working through the confirmation of nominees?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. You know, there's been a number of discussions, whether it's doing legislative and executive business in the morning and doing a trial in the afternoon, or, you know, every other day. All of those things are possibilities and prospects. And I believe that we can do both. When the Senate leadership changes, the resolution that will set up the conduct of the trial will be written by Senator Schumer, who I believe will have it as a high priority to be able to move ahead on all of these critical priorities.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin. Let's bring in a call now. Dave is with us from Madison. Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
Hello. Good morning. First of all, I think the impeachment is absolutely necessary. This sort of behavior cannot be allowed to stand. But more to the point, I'm wondering why there's been no talk of censuring the House and Senate members who helped to perpetrate the underlying lie that caused the whole thing.
So there has been actually, at least on media that I've seen, a fair amount of discussion of that. The question I think that is most timely is, there's allegations that members of Congress, Republican members of Congress, actually aided and abetted the folks that violently entered the Capitol with an aim to disrupting our democracy and the counting of the electoral ballots. And my understanding is that is an ongoing investigation. So I certainly believe that there has to be accountability, but starting with the President of the United States, who incited a crowd of thousands, urging them to move to the Capitol and disrupt our joint session of Congress, doing our constitutional duty to count and certify the ballots.
Dave, thanks. Let's bring in Kay now in Milwaukee with a question. Hi, Kay.
Hi. I am very dismayed at yesterday's testimony that so little attention was given either in the impeachment document or in the testimony from Democrats about Trump's failure to protect the Capitol once the assault began. He didn't call in reinforcements. It's even said that he was happy about it. And certainly his remarks when he finally did say something about loving them, that's all more criminal than anything else. I hope the Senate, when this comes to trial, will put more emphasis on that aspect of yesterday's debacle.
Senator Baldwin.
Yes. Well, obviously we have another major ceremony coming up at the Capitol next week with the inauguration of Joe Biden as our next president. And I will tell you that in terms of security for that, not only have they been planning that very significant ceremony for, frankly, years, but also have been informed by what we saw at the Capitol last week, Wednesday, to strengthen the security for that. I think it's going to be so important for the world to see the transition of power, especially after we've been so shaken by the insurrection of last week, and know that we are prepared. But it's very clear that we were underprepared, and the threats that were already known about activities on January 6th were not taken seriously enough, and our Capitol Police were not ready for such an insurrection coming to the Capitol.
Senator Baldwin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tammy Baldwin is a second-term Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, previously represented the Madison area in the House for 7 terms, first woman elected to Congress from Wisconsin. And just a note, WPR has reached out to every member of Wisconsin's congressional delegation with an invitation to join us on the air and share with you what they experienced last week. 4 members have joined us on the Ideas Network to date, and we hope to bring you more conversations with other members of Congress soon. Just ahead, we get an update on how the Packers are doing as they start their playoff run and what the sports world has learned amid the pandemic. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.